Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Hey cattle producers, it's the big event coming up August 19th and 20th at Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma. On the 19th, 255 fall calving females and spring calving pairs on offer. Then 11 a.m. Saturday, the big event sale, over 300 head of top female genetics on offer. You can attend the big event in person or participate online at Superior Livestock or CCI Live. For videos and the sale book, go to expressranches.com. The big event, details at expressranches.com.
Well, today's markets were higher here. We made new highs on several of the feeder cattle contracts. The August finished up $1.60 at $181.52, and that was the high for this move. The next month out, September, up $2.47, $185.47, November, $189.40, January, $189.60. And you get out there into May, the Mays were about $195. So crazy high market here, within $5 of the $200 level. And if corn keeps working its way lower, you kind of think that the feeders will at some point test the one or the $200 mark. But we've got about $5 to go. And then August 25th, the August goes off the board. And then next August, August of 2023, will come on. Kind of question on where that'll come. If May's at $195, will August be over $2 when it comes on the board? So we'll see. Got about 10 days to figure that out. Live cattle in August are up $1.55 at $141.30. The October up $1.87, $145.67. December lives $151.20, up $1.47. Lean hogs under pressure here, $2 to $4 lower. At the end of the week, we've got a cattle on feed report to update those numbers. The early guesses are about 100% on feed, placements around 95, and then marketing's a 103.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at dairydiscoveryzone.com.
Well, today's grain futures were under quite a bit of pressure led by the beans. The beans were anywhere from 26 to 39 lower, September 39 at 14.54, then November down 31 and a quarter at 13.81, giving back basically all of yesterday's gains. The corn market 14 to 18 lower, December at 6.10 and a quarter down 18 cents. I think a lot of people are anticipating that it could go back down to about the $6 level. It went down to 570 or so back in July, so we'll see. A lot of rain in the western corn belt, some of the drier areas. I think that the corn that's already gone is probably not going to come back at this point, but it will help the marginal yield or marginal yields there on the western corn belt with this rainfall. There's also talk of the Chinese demand going down. They're having some economic issues, and they may not buy as many corn and beans going down the road. So that's pressuring it. Kansas City wheat 11 to 13 lower, December down 11 and 3 quarters at 873. Yesterday, August 15th through September 14th, is the 30-day new crop insurance window where they determine the average price. So that's coming into play. The cotton futures were higher. December up 326 at 116.85. At one point, they went up to 119.59, which was limit up. I think for the third day in a row, but they did come down. So,
thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.